Air New Zealand's on-time performance has slipped so much in the last 3 months that it's now behind Jetstar. So in January, Air New Zealand had 88% of its flights arrive within 15 minutes of scheduled times. But in March, it fell to 77% and Jetstar sitting on 80%. John Duffy is the CEO of Consumer New Zealand and joins me now. Hey, John.
Hey, Heather. How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, there's two ways of looking at it, right? You can look at it like it's bad for Air New Zealand, or you can look at it like it's a good thing for Jetstar. They've improved their performance, right?
Yeah. Look, this is a real opportunity for Jetstar, which, you know, let's be honest, hasn't had the best reputation over the years for being reliable. Great opportunity for them to, you know, show that they're lifting their game and become more of a competitive threat to Air New Zealand.
What is going wrong with Air New Zealand?
Well, you know, publicly they have been quite explicit in the fact that they're having mechanical issues with some of the engines on some of their planes that need rolling repairs, and that's, you know, it's a good thing that they're doing that because we don't want these planes, you know, not being well serviced and falling out of the sky. So that, you know, that's scheduled maintenance that they have to do, and that reduces the number of planes that they can deploy in the network, which, you know, potentially flows into network disruptions.
Yeah, so potentially.
Well, they do have other options they haven't talked about, which is actually bringing more planes in to meet that shortfall.
Could they have they got the
supply.
Planes, John?
I think the planes exist, but they would need to spend the money to bring the planes in.
Okay. Is this this harming their brand? Do you guys run any kind of survey to see how people perceive them?
We don't run specific kind of customer satisfaction stuff for aviation, but we do run a kind of a trust perception survey on a quarterly basis, and airlines have kind of been hovering around the same level for the last year or so. They certainly took a massive dip during COVID, and I think we'll all remember the flight disruptions that took place then and the fallout from that. But they have bounced back a wee bit from those depths.
All right. Hey, John, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. John Duffy, who's the Chief Executive of Consumer New Zealand.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.